I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale from Morris Owen. Rob, if you are a PLC, you have quite strict rules governing when you've got a report. If you are a pretty big limited company, again, you know, you will have less pressure, of course, but, you know, generally people would report maybe half yearly, could even be quarterly. If you're a smaller business, which of course a lot of our local businesses are, what would you say, what would we call best practice in terms of sort of monitoring your business and may even be reporting if you've got a small board of shareholders? What would you suggest?
I would normally suggest either monthly or quarterly reporting, depending upon the complexity of the business. Most business owners know their business and understands their business. And the key is to make sure that the information that they're reporting on actually is meaningful to them, as opposed to producing a full set of management accounts, which they look at and go, that's nice, but tell me what I really want to know. So, you know, the accounting side of it, over the years of working with business owners, very often I've sat there with a set of accounts and said, right, that's what your accounts say. Now you tell me whether they're right or wrong, because they actually know their business. They've got that gut feel. They've got their own key measures of cash flow, debtors, creditors, and those types of things. And actually, very often, they can have a better sense of exactly where their business is at, as opposed to just putting some numbers into the sausage machine and cranking the handle. But I think, you know, as times, the discipline should always be there. But as times are starting to get harder, it's even more important that people are keeping an eye on their key indicators. And whether that's cash flow, whether that's looking at their debtor book and making sure their debtors aren't getting too old and they're getting their cash in and making sure that, you know, they're not giving too much credit to people over too long a period of time. Looking at their margins, but not just today, but also what's happening in their product. If they're importing, are their costs going up? Do they need to factor that into their pricing so they don't get stuck in a contract today that's going to roll out for another 18 months, so all of a sudden they're going to have major problems making a sensible margin with? Yeah. I think each business has to look at their own indicators.
Absolutely. And I mean, I spoke to a business owner, a friend of mine this week, who's got a reasonably sized business. And I said to him, how are things going? And he said, yeah, we're really busy. And I said, are you making money? He said, well, I don't really know yet. Wow. You start thinking, okay, that, you know, I won't talk about which business that is. And there are a lot of moving parts in that business, but I don't think that's necessarily uncommon, is it? Even
no.
with people that are financially astute personally, there's lots of moving parts in businesses, isn't there? And they can catch people out.
The problem is that people get sucked into their business where they're looking for turnover and looking for growth, and they're constantly feeding the machine, if that makes sense. As opposed to actually saying, and as a result, am I going to be better off? Is the business going to be better off, either because it's diversifying risk or it's more profitable? You know, what's the cost associated with that? And I think, and I'm not talking about your friend here in the slightest, but over the years, the question that people have asked is, am I being a busy fool?
Yeah.
Or actually, do I need to take it back a bit, cut it back a bit, get a better level of margin, make my business more manageable, and then I know exactly how it's running properly?
Yeah. This will resonate with you because we are slightly older and we would have been able to do this, which I don't think you could do in a business nowadays. But when my first MD's role in a small business, someone said to me, if you want to know what's happening in your business, open the post and sign the checks. And that really resonated. That made perfect sense. So you know what's happening and you're controlling. It's impossible nowadays to open the post because every employee has an email address and you certainly wouldn't have the time. And culturally things have changed, haven't they? That people wouldn't want to see, you know, what is coming in. But you do need to control what's going out for sure, don't you?
Yeah. And it comes back to understanding your business. You know, there is a very good discipline, and nowadays it's not signing the checks, it's approving the BACS payment, whatever it is. But there's a very good discipline there when you suddenly realise, oh, that's costing me that amount of money. Perhaps I hadn't appreciated that.
Yeah.
And it may be the fact you can't do anything about it. But equally, it might be the fact of saying, okay, do we need to shop around? Do we need to look at some of these costs? And it's always that balance between cost control and getting your turnover and margin right.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, absolutely. And just to give an example, which might be useful for people out there, when I was running a smallish newspaper group, I controlled the, we paid by check actually back in the, so it's quite a long while ago now, but I noticed we'd spent an absolute fortune with our IT company. And when I delved into it, we weren't organizing properly our call out. We didn't have a very good contract with him. People were calling him willy nilly. And quite rightly, he wasn't ripping us off. He was just charging us, yeah. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, it was three or four times the hourly rate, and just a simple conversation with him to say, okay, let's deal with this. You know, what actual support do I need, and what deal can I strike with you on that and save the fortune? So it was, yeah, it's interesting to, you know, we want to, I guess most organizations want to give people responsibility and allow them to have areas of control, but you do need to be very specific, don't you, in terms of where the expenditure control is, what they're allowed to spend up to. And if you're not in a position to have that information so you can take an overview, things can run away.
Well, I think, and taking your example is a very good one, because it's something that I've seen fairly often. You've got to be careful when you're giving people instruction that you're actually encouraging the right behavior. You know, the instruction might be our IT's got to run smoothly.
Yeah.
Well, it does. It just costs twice as much as it should do. Yeah. You know, yeah. And sometimes actually the instruction has got to be, there's your budget, and you've got to make sure your IT runs smoothly within that budget and work out how to make it work correctly.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, Morris, thanks very much.
Thank you.